Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to Self Care Daily, my friends. Happy Friday. I hope you are feeling so good today. I wanted to just take a moment to remind you of the fact that even just listening to a podcast about self care is practicing self care. So the fact that you are listening to these words right now means you're already doing a good job at taking care of yourself. So kudos to you. This week, we have focused on our heart space. We have done tons of practices to listen to our hearts, to process and feel feelings, to tune into something that might be weighing heavy on us, and just give more attention and awareness to our heart space. Today, I want to offer you a little ritual to help you open your heart even more. A ritual to really drop you into your heart center and to offer you a moment of silence and a moment of reflection into self-love. Today, we are going to sit down with cacao. Now, the cacao bean you most likely already have a relationship with. If you enjoy chocolate, if you eat chocolate, I'm sure you do. All of us, most of us love and adore chocolate. You already have a relationship with the plant medicine of cacao. When we sit down in ritual with cacao, it's a little bit similar to how we can have tea as an example, just for breakfast without thinking about it. And then we can sit down in ceremony with tea and have a sacred experience. It's the same plant spirit. It's the same plant, but one of those moments is mindful and intentional. And the other one is something that we're not just thinking about that much. You can work with cacao in a similar way. You can enjoy a bar of chocolate. You can drink hot cocoa, and you can sit down with cacao in a ceremonial way, with the intention to open your heart and feel any feeling that is left to feel inside. There are tons of studies done on the cacao bean. We already know that cacao can help induce feelings of euphoria and happiness. Cacao brings more blood flow into the heart, and energetically and emotionally, it opens our heart center. So what I want you to do today is to make yourself the most delicious cup of hot chocolate that you can imagine for yourself. If you can find ceremonial grade cacao, which you can in many health food stores, you can go get that. But even just pure cacao that you can find in pretty much any grocery store, preferably organic, just pure cacao, cacao powder. And then you're going to make yourself the most delicious cup of hot chocolate. So whatever you normally would use to make hot chocolate, you can use all of those things if you want to make it healthier or something that aligns more with ritual, please go ahead and do that. But I want you to use more cacao, so more chocolate than you normally would. I generally make mine with organic whole milk. There's a farm nearby where I can source really incredible whole milk. So I like to make my hot cacao or my hot chocolate with that. A sweetener of choice. I love coconut sugar, but just organic, regular sugar works fine. You can use honey. You can use maple syrup. If you want it to become even creamier, you can even blend in some chunks of chocolate into your hot chocolate, which is just so delicious. You might want to use heavy cream or coconut milk or almond milk or anything else. But experiment a little bit in the kitchen until you have a flavor that you feel is just amazing. And it can be very potent and cacao forward, okay? And then as you stir your pot, I want you to already hear, become really present with the spirit of cacao, similarly to how you would be present with tea in a tea ceremony. So just smelling the smell of that chocolate, getting present with your breath and your body as you stir and you prepare the sacred beverage. And then take it to your altar, to your yoga mat, to your meditation cushion, to your garden outside. Take it to a sacred space where you can sit in silence, sip your hot chocolate while noticing what you feel inside. And those feelings, what you notice, can include pleasure from just drinking something absolutely delicious, joy, perhaps, maybe a feeling of love comes up from inside, or maybe you can notice your heart beginning to open softly, and there's another kind of feeling that wants to come through, then let that feeling through and out. So essentially, you are making yourself the most delicious cup of hot chocolate today to commune with plant medicine of cacao, to connect with the plant spirit of cacao that is really connected and intertwined with our heart space. If you have another form of connecting with chocolate that you want to do today, that could include eating some delicious chocolate, sitting on your porch, just having a beautiful moment to yourself, you can take this practice and make it your own. But we want to be mindful and intentional with how we connect with cacao today. So spend some time thinking about how you can make that even more intentional for yourself. And hot cacao, hot chocolate is just a beautiful, beautiful way to open our hearts and do something that we really enjoy. So meditate with that beautiful cup of hot chocolate today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoy making something mundane sacred. If you want to journal after you've had your cacao, just on how you're feeling in the moment and what your heart is telling you, please do. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. I hope you have tons of chocolate available to you to enjoy and to feel into your heart space. I'll be back with a new practice on Monday.